Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Baxas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. Busby reaches second base with a double. Wertz scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz spins and fires to second, and Busby is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Averill. Lopez moves to third. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Harrington now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Pless pinch hits for Bill Harrington. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Troy Heritage now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 2 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Renna reaches second base with a double. Zernial goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 2 in the game. Score hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baxas takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Troy Heritage. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman juggles the ball. That's an error on Gorman. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off score, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobs moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Score fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baxis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Baxis reaches second base with a double. Lopez moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez tags and scores. Baxis tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.